Time now for our latest installment of our series, My Big Break, about triumphs big and small. For Spencer Silver, a retired chemist at 3M, his big break was the Post-it note. It all started when he stumbled on a new type of adhesive that used microspheres.
Actually, it's only one or two molecules big. I mean, they're giant molecules because it's a gel. They're cross-linked. They're interconnected.
There's a lot of chemistry involved. Basically, the adhesive was weak enough that silver could easily stick it and reapply it to surfaces.
It will just keep on sticking.
The problem was he didn't know what to do with the adhesive. That is, until he told his colleague, Art Fry, about it.
Spencer was talking about his adhesive, and I learned a little bit about it. Well, at that time, I had no idea what I would use it for, but with so many new technologies, you file them away in your memory bank and then pull them out when you see problems. My inspiration, my big break, you might say, was I was singing in a church choir and had marked my music with little pieces of paper. When it was time to sing, some of them had fallen out. Everybody else started singing, and I'm still trying to find what page we're on, see? So I'm looking over the guy's shoulder next to me and trying to find the page. And I thought, I wonder if I could make a bookmark that would stick to the paper so that it wouldn't tear the paper apart if you tried to pull it off. And then I thought of Spence's adhesive. Aha, maybe I can make something that'll work. I was able to make rudimentary bookmarks at that time and discovered that they weren't just bookmarks, but they were self-attaching notes. We could make tapes. We could make labels out of them.
And it's actually a very complex but elegantly simple solution to a problem. It took close to 7 years before I had this adhesive on something, a prototype product like Art developed, and then it took him, what, about 6 or 7 years before it actually went out into the field. And I had a really fight to get a patent on the adhesive, and in fact, famously was denied even the chance of filing for an international patent, but that took quite a few years.
We had to develop the primers, the backsize coating, and the machines to make it. You know, I've got notes that I applied to books in 1974, and they still come off, and they still can be restuck. You know, you can read a Post-it note forever.
There have been some interesting applications in the movies for Post-it notes. I saw one spy movie where the buxom German spy had a Post-it note that was folded up in her cleavage, so when she leaned back, it exposed the message. When she leaned forward, it was hidden again.
A lot of satisfaction, I tell you. An inventor has a chance to intercede in people's lives with their ideas. That's an awful lot of the satisfaction for me in Post-it notes.
It really is. It really is part of you who's out there in the world. And you know, now my adhesive, which I previously didn't exist, now is out there forever.
Yeah. Well, I hope they keep using Post-it notes.
Yeah, keep using Post-it notes.
Art Fry and Spencer Silver, inventors of the Post-it note. We want to hear your story. Send us an email at mybigbreak@npr.org.